This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, March 4th, 2019, getting into the start of the month, getting into the year here. And there's an old saying, March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb. It's certainly like a lion on much of the East Coast right now. I'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show here. Anyway, we've got lots to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments and questions. So let's get right on into it. Let's start with the international news and the war zones, emphasis on the plural here. And President Trump has done a U-turn on his Syria policy. We are not withdrawing. He's going to keep U.S. forces in the north with their Syrian Democratic Forces, which are mainly Kurdish allies. And Trump's decision to listen to his advisors is hugely important in that it keeps other allies there, namely France and Great Britain, and retains Americans' barrier to Iran, taking the east of the country as a key corridor all the way to Lebanon. Not that Iran was actually trying to do that, because that's not the way Iran works. Iran is not in the habit of invading other countries in wars of conquest here. But apparently there's been a major escalation in northern Hama, and apparently soldiers have been killed. Fighters of the Al-Qaeda-affiliated group Ansar al-Tawid carried out a major attack on several positions of the Syrian Arab Army near the town of Masana in northern Hama, and apparently 16 Syrian Arab Army soldiers were killed in the attack, and six Ansar al-Tawid members were also removed. And the attack was launched from the Idlib demilitarized zone, which shows you how well that has worked out. But apparently it's still going on over there, despite our being told that we were going to get out of that mess. Apparently the U.S. coalition has hit Syria's Baghouz with white phosphorus, and civilians have been killed. And the U.S. is claiming, well, we're targeting the ISIS militants. Well, that's all well and good, but even in the case of ISIS militants, the use of white phosphorus for anything other than a smokescreen is banned under international law. So apparently, American warplanes dropped the white phosphorus on ISIS positions inside the Baghouz camp, which coalition statements have described as the last holdout to the most hardened militants, numbering in the hundreds. But they took out some civilians at the same time. Iraq's security experts are accusing the U.S. Army of training hundreds of ISIS terrorists in Al-Anbar province after relocating them from Syria to Iraq to prepare them for a new round of insecurity in the country. And apparently the Arabic language Al-Maluma news website is quoting the manager of Badr organization in Al-Anbar province, Qasi al-Anbari, as saying between 700 and 1,000 ISIS militants are being trained by the U.S. troops. So the U.S. is still mucking about in there here. Okay. Apparently, the Saudi coalition has ramped up the war in Yemen again. They've scrapped the truce, whatever truce they had here. There was that UN brokered peace agreement between Sweden, and they just walked away from it and resumed the war against Yemen. Chairman of the Supreme Republican, Revolutionary Committee of Yemen, Mohammed El Ali al-Houthi, blamed the Saudi-led coalition for the Saturday attack on the vehicles carrying UN ceasefire monitoring chief Danish General Michael Lolasgard and his companions. So it's still going on over there as well. All right, let's talk about Venezuela here for a little bit. The U.S. is trying a regime change down there. It's not going very well so far. And apparently the U.S. is trying to form another coalition. Now, every time the U.S. forms a coalition, it's important to understand that the United States is the major player in the coalition. There'll be thousands of U.S. troops, and then there'll be a dozen from this country, and a dozen from this country, and a dozen from this country. And it's all for show to make it look like this is something that's internationally agreed upon to do what the United States wants. And that's all it is. It's for show. So there's the U.S. is trying to form a coalition to regime change Venezuela to make it look like, well, we have to change the government of Venezuela. Look, all these other countries are in agreement. We've got to regime change this government over there. And Maduro, of course, is accusing Washington of trying to stage a coup in Venezuela and saying that Guaido will be tried if he returns to Venezuela because he violated a court-ordered travel ban when he went over to Colombia and Brazil, and he could face up to 30 years in prison for violation of the travel ban. So Bolton is out there saying, we are trying to rally support for the peaceful transition of power from Venezuelan President Maduro to the self-proclaimed interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, whom we recognize as president because he'll give all of Venezuela's oil to American oil companies, and Maduro would not do that. So that's what's going on over there. Meanwhile, the United States is threatening action if Guaido is detained on his return to Venezuela. So, anyway, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. But so far, Maduro has defied the odds in this U.S. regime change effort. Venezuela is scrambling to find buyers for its oil, hoping to keep revenue streams alive, even as Maduro loses control of Citgo. The U.S.-based subsidiary of PDVSA officially severed ties with its parent company in order to comply with U.S. sanctions, according to Reuters. And the American government is trying to shift control of Citgo into the hands of Juan Guaido. So Citgo has stopped sending payments to PDVSA, and Guaido has appointed a new board to the company. Some Venezuelan employees working at Citgo in the U.S. have gone back to Caracas. Basically, the U.S. government just stole Citgo. There's really no other way to say that. They stole Citgo. They said, here, we're going to give it to our buddy Juan Guaido. All right, let's take a phone call. Robert in California. Aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. I hope the wife is doing well.
She's doing much better. Thank you.
Oh, good, good, good. You know, you brought up Venezuela. I just couldn't help but react.
Yes.
Okay, dead silence. Okay. How about this, like, Guaido guy? Guaido, whatever, Guaido. If I'm not recalling incorrectly, we had an election down there that Jimmy Carter even, you know, stood there on the seat of, and, well, I mean, observing it. And
yes.
If I don't recall, it was one of the most legal elections available to us, blah, blah, blah. So what's Guaido doing there?
Well, you know, Guaido is the front man for a U.S. effort to take control of Venezuela, to control its oil. It's got the largest known oil reserves on Earth. And the United States wants to, first of all, have access to that oil, but more importantly, decide what currency that oil would be traded for.
Okay, I suppose you're saying all that for the listeners, because you and I probably are already very clear about that. But what about the meaning behind this? What does this mean? When we're looking at the politics involved, when you look at the placement of Guaido, and you look at the players behind it, what does that mean? What are we going for here? Our country, our government, not us, we the people, but the government. What are they going for here? What are they trying to
control.
Achieve?
Control. They want control of Venezuela. They have been lusting for control of Venezuela for decades now. I mean, they tried to get Hugo Chavez out. They succeeded for a grand total of 2 days. And now they're trying it again.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I agree with you. I think you're right. It seems to be pretty plain there. I was looking for some hidden meaning, but I guess sometimes Occam's razor really does apply, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah. So in other news, what do you think about this whole implosion of American society? I know we've got a lot of problems going on overseas, but you know, if you want to take a look closer to home, don't you think we've got some major problems here lately? I mean, things we didn't even... there are some things here that we're looking at we didn't even have to contemplate last year. I mean, and that last year was kind of short-lived. It went by quick. This year is going by fast already, too. What are we going to do about what we see here?
Well, I'm not really sure. I'm hoping we're reaching a point where the American people are just going to say, oh, this is just a load of nonsense. And they're going to stop, and all this other nonsense that's going on, you know, coming out of the left, because it really is. It's a load of nonsense. And people, I think, I hope, are getting fed up with it.
Yeah, how do you like our princess up there with her 48 double D eyeballs telling us how cow farts are going to kill us in 12 years? Oh, my God, man. the country has gone crazy.
Yeah, and then she gets photographed eating a hamburger.
This whole country has gone crazy. Yeah, I love her hamburgers. She should have put cheese on it.
Yes.
Just saying.
Absolutely. You know,
I don't want to get lost off in the weeds.
There's also the issue of human flatulence. Are they going to start taxing us, you know, for passing wind?
Only in metropolitan areas. But, you know, to get off the humor and get back to reality, Mike, we do have a serious problem here. And, you know, there's one thing that I've brought up a few times on this or that radio show, and I've yet to get a good, solid answer on it. I know what the problems are. A lot of us understand very, very plainly what the problems are at this point, and we're not understanding what is happening or why it's happening. We got that. We're wondering what we can really do about it as a populace. So do you have any advice on that? How can the common man sitting
here at the curb
react?
Yeah, my advice is the same
as
always been. Talk to each other. My advice is the same as always. Talk to each other and just say, look, this stuff is ridiculous. This question about what bathrooms to use is ridiculous. Human-caused global warming is ridiculous. I mean, there's another major storm hitting the New England area right now. Just say, corporate media is lying to us to get us to go along with a bunch of stuff. The left is trying to divide us into smaller and smaller subgroups in order to exploit us for our votes and their political power.
Well, I understand with you. Okay, that's a great idea if you're sitting in Missouri, the show me state. But I don't know if you remember this, but I'm calling in from California, right?
Yes.
Okay, have you seen my neighbors lately? I've tried to talk to them. These people are completely fluoridated. Most of them don't know the up from the down, and I'm trying to keep it family-friendly here, but we all know what I really mean. And, you know, they've got a cranial cork stuck somewhere it's not supposed to be, and there is no getting through to them.
Well, I understand that California is very liberal. I used to live there myself. But I know that there are some conservatives, and I think you just need to sort of keep an eye out for them. And like attracts like. And just when you talk to people, if they're hardcore liberal, just let them go. Take them off your friends list. And just try and build a group of conservatives around you where you can talk about these things. I know there's some in there in California.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm one of them, and I'm sitting here listening to your show, so it proves positive that I'm actually kind of awake, at least slightly. But, you know, when it comes down to it, Mike, gosh, how do I even wrap my head around? I need some duct tape to really just press my head back into place trying to deal with all this. But, okay, when you look at the reality of the situation, a lot of people that I speak to that are on the same level as you or I, we're all sitting around wondering what we're supposed to do about this. I mean, the government has gotten out of control. It's way too powerful. There's really very little we can do to react in an appropriate, quote-unquote, way that we can establish some kind of change. And at the same time, we're looking around at our communities and realizing, well, okay, and I know in other states it may be a much different ratio, but here in California, you're looking at maybe 20% of the people who are awake and like 80% of the people who are willing to yell you right up your driveway and into your house because they don't like hearing what you're saying. And the cops aren't going to do anything about it. I've talked to them too. They don't. A lot of them are asleep at the wheel. And it's a sad
yes.
scenario. This is a really dismal reality we're looking at. Now, I don't want to bring this kind of bad news to your attention. I was hoping that maybe I could make your day better. But, and especially for a Monday, oh, God, you know, lonely Mondays.
Well, you know, first of all, the police aren't supposed to get involved in political discussions anyway. That's not their job. But, you know, 20%, that's not bad. And that's the 20% you need to reach on out to and just start talking to them. And most importantly, let them know they are not alone because that's what they're feeling right now.
We do. Believe me, we talk. No, I mean, there is a communication availability here that is not being publicized, but it's here. It's here. The only problem is that we see a lot of really fluoridated people, and like I said, again, I'm going to keep it family-friendly. There are a whole lot of, like, adjectives that I would like to use to describe these people that are just not, you know, kid-friendly, but it is what it is. And we're living in a time right now where, I mean, we can all talk about what's going wrong and how it went wrong and what it means and who was
yes.
motivated to do what behind it. But we still really need to get down to one simple conclusion, and that is, what can we do about it right now that's not just going to, you know, spread the wealth of information, but try to institute a real logistical change, because we don't have a whole lot of time left.
No, I think we're definitely coming up on a major upheaval in our economy and our society, and I think the conservatives have got a good grasp on what's going to happen, and I think the liberals are basically going to be standing there wondering just what the heck went wrong, because they had this fairy tale utopia that they believed in that's about to blow up in their faces.
You're absolutely right. No, the liberals are going to be sitting there looking at their fairy tale utopia, wondering what the heck went wrong. But on the other side of the coin, the real logistic reality of this is that we're going to have a lot of conservatives sitting on the other side of the coin wondering what to do about it. Our educational system has not provided us with a good solution for what is occurring here. If you look at the past 25 years, I mean, there are a lot of people who are so thoroughly unprepared right now. We need some good advice.
Yeah, we do. What we need is some common sense, and that's something that does seem to have been taken out of our society.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, I hate to, you know, be so dismal about this, but, you know, I'm just looking at the reality of what's going on. Anyway, Mike, I really appreciate your radio show, believe me. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I've called in a few times. There were a couple of times you seemed a little agitated with me because I wasn't keeping on point, and there were a few other times where you seemed to really appreciate what it had to say, but I hope at least today that you and your Claire there, you're having a great day, and everything is going well, and I'm going to let you go. But in the meantime, let's all reflect on this. We need to understand what to do about what's going on, not just why it's going on.
Okay, well, Robert, thank you for the call. We got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We got another caller on the line, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Terry in California. Terry, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm going to have to change the subject from what I told Mike just very slightly after that last caller.
Yeah.
United we stand, divided we fall. That used to be the motto of our country. And there is a distinct effort in this country, there has been over the last 50 years, to promote divided we fall. And a good example of that is the immigration, the new immigration law that was pushed through by the Zionists in the mid-1960s, 65 to 67. Jacob Javits, Frank Lautenberg, and some more into Congress, they pushed that law through because they wanted to divide the country. They wanted to, we were unified before that. And they wanted to get rid of that unity, bring in the division, And then we have all these problems like the last caller was pointing out. And California is not the only state like that. I mean, you know, like you mentioned before, people from foreign countries do not have the spirit of America to go fight the wars. You mentioned that, and that's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And that's expanded to everything. You know, we're a divided country right now. We can't convert all these people that they bring in. Every year they're bringing 1 million people legally. I know you're against illegal immigration. I am too. But the legal immigration is just as bad. Not quite as bad, but almost as bad. And when it comes to the unity of our country and the division among the people. So, you know, that's my point today. But, you know, you're talking about Venezuela. And maybe I should call Pat Robertson and what he thinks that we ought to do about Maduro. But we should do the same thing he recommended to do about Chavez. You know, what would Jesus do? And his point was that we should knock him off, if you remember that.
Yeah.
But
well,
back to the point, divided, united we stand, divided we fall, and I'm afraid we're divided.
Well, we're divided not just because of the immigration issue, but because that's a policy of the Democratic Party. They like to divide people up into subgroups, you know, transgender, gay, pro-abortion, whatever, in order to have these smaller groups that they can win over as part of their coalition, if you will, to maintain their electoral advantage. But it is, in fact, dividing the country, and it's leading to a tremendous amount of domestic friction. So that's a big part of the problem. I think we're not for the Democrats playing the politics of identity, that the legal immigrants would not really be an issue.
Yeah, I'm still trying to get my head around a group that wants power so bad they're willing to sacrifice the whole country and destroy the whole country just so they can have the power in this country. And when they do it, what are they presiding over? A destroyed country. That's what I don't understand.
Well, yeah. Again, go back to your Milton. It's better to rule in hell than to serve in heaven.
All right, Mike, that's all I wanted to say. Appreciate the show, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Charles in St. Petersburg, Florida. Aloha, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I don't know if Trump is even going to get his emergency power with all these the things I read on the Internet. It's just rhinos are obstructing, and of course, all the Democrats are just obstructing everything. You know, they don't want him to have any emergency powers, nothing, you know, to build a wall, nothing. Oh, we can't do that. And I just want to point that out. They need people need to contact their people in Congress and the House and Senate. They're just so many of these rhinos are. And I think even Mitch McConnell, I'm very suspicious of him. You know, the rhino in my book.
Well, you know, I'm not even
Paul
sure
Ryan's
Congress
gone,
has
thank God.
To interfere with a presidential declaration of a national emergency. And as far as the rhinos are concerned, you know, they need to understand that if this country is flooded with illegal immigrants, those illegal immigrants are all going to be voting Democrat, and they could find themselves out of a job next election.
God, I hope so. God, they might as well just vote whatever for the Democratic Party, because they vote for these rhino Republicans. Are just that they're voting for obstruction.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, another thing, I'm having problems with telephones. I don't know if you have problems, but I can't even put information here without encountering a computer that can't understand English. I call up.
Yeah, some of those
worth
recognition systems are not good. Listen, Charles, I'm going to put you on hold. We got to take a break for commercials.
Right.
We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Charles in St. Petersburg. And Charles, you had something else you wanted to share with us.
Oh, yeah. Well, if we're going to have automation, Ivanka Trump is bringing this up. We've got to prepare for it. I'm sorry. Call me a Luddite, but I don't want to talk to robots that can't understand plain English. I call up Fidelity Investment, and I wait on an hour on the line there, and I talk to a robot and it can't understand me. I punch in my social security number, it can't understand it. You know, I'm just sick of this. If these computers are going to, or robots are going to be driving trucks and cars around in our highways, I'm sorry for everybody. They can't even communicate over a telephone line. You know, I mean, this is the great plan of America's corporate technocrats. The robots can't even understand English.
Well, the problem is that,
I guess,
the problem is that all of these technologies get pushed out to the marketplace before they're really fully tested and operational. And it's all about maximizing profit. And the attitude of the companies that produce this technology is that, you know, they can't get sued for the bad technology. So they'll just get it out there and they'll wait for the complaints to come on in, and then they'll fix things with a patch or an update.
Well, I hope that's the truth. At least they're trying, but I don't even believe they're trying. I just believe they don't care. Just put it out there. Well, anyway, I've got that something to bring up. And talking about Venezuela, why we're in Venezuela. Well, in case we get in war with Iran and they cut off all the oil, who's going to supply the rest of the world? The United States supposedly has a fast oil supply, but I don't think that'll be enough. They've got to get hold of Venezuela if they want to attack Iran, in my book.
That's a good insight. That's a very good insight. I mean, the United States was trying experiments with deep oil drilling, which is what led to the Deepwater Horizon disaster. And maybe you could very well be right. The idea is that the United States is going to use Venezuela's oil to keep the rest of the world supplied while they go after Iran.
Yeah, well, just something to think about. I don't know. Just my view.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. The phone lines are open. And getting on back to the news here, a Russian official is saying Moscow will do all it can to prevent potential intervention in Venezuela by the United States, which has not ruled out the military option to overthrow the elected government of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. And Valentina Matvienko, the chairperson of Russia's Federation Council, which is the upper house of the Russia legislature, made the comment at a meeting with Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez in Moscow on Sunday. So what we're looking at here is another Venezuela situation. Russia will come on in and they will provide military assistance to Venezuela and wear the United States down in a war of attrition, which the United States really is not able to endure at this point. And so it's going to be another failed policy here. So the Russian Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, is out there saying that Moscow is, in fact, monitoring talks of a U.S. military intervention in Venezuela. It does look like the United States is just thinking about just invading. No dialogue, no nothing, just, you know, you, we don't like you, get out. We don't care if you were elected, get out. We're going to put in this guy who wasn't elected. Okay. Now, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton was doing an interview on CNN, and basically Bolton was out there talking about getting rid of the Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, and the CNN host, Jake Tapper, said, well, what about U.S. support for other known dictatorships around the world, like Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates? And Bolton, of course, dodged those questions. And I guess his attitude is, well, those are good dictators because they're on our side. And Maduro's a bad dictator, even though he was elected, because he won't do what we tell him to do. And again, talking about the Monroe Doctrine, that this hemisphere belongs to the United States of America to do with what it will. We're going to take another phone call. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the guy just called in talking about calling his investment broker or whatever, and over an unsecure phone line, punching in his Social Security number. I'm thinking, you know, this is a little bit of a dichotomy. He's not confident in the robots, but yet he's punching in a crucial piece of identity there that over an unsecure phone network. I don't think that's the best way to do it. I believe I'd try to get a hold of another identifier to use, like maybe some kind of an account number or something that would be in the house. I don't think that's very smart. I mean, I've dealt with 22 years of silliness with the phones around here. I'm over in the digital divide of Eastern Kentucky, and a lot of rural counties now have phone fiber optic going all the way to their phone jack. Of course, the connections are throttled, but there's in my area, in a fairly large regional university town, we can't get that. It's just kind of, it's a little bit weird that, you know, you drive 30 miles into a rural county and get fiber optic all the way to your phone jack, but some of us can't call, you know, between different phone companies without, you know, getting problems going full duplex where they can't hear you and you they can hear, you know, one side can hear each other, but the other side can't. And
yeah.
Of course, you may have heard me talk about the situations where people's turned off cell phones, call in and or lock up our lines, and I can hear everything going on. The county emergency management director here in our county, his mom was involved in a gossip circle, and I didn't recognize the phone number at first. It was somebody I knew, and I could hear everything they were talking about, and I couldn't hang up on the phone call for like over 14 minutes. And when I called the guy's phone back and gave him a voicemail message and said, hey, this is exactly what I've tried to tell you about before, and your phone just did it, and it was a new phone, and he didn't know how to use it. So this lady next to him saw it light up and says, hey, you got a phone call, you got a voicemail, and he goes, I don't know how to answer voicemail. So she swipes and taps and turns it, puts it on speakerphone for this whole crowd to hear, including this emergency management director, mom, and they said, what I told him, I said, I'll post this up on Facebook for your housing director to hear so that he can know that you didn't do this on purpose. And that crowd of women just went crazy and said, that's going to be the end of your TV station if you do that. I said, well, I have every journalistic responsibility to tell people that their phones are not off when they think they are, and that the stuff that they're talking about can be thrown out into this prism thin thread or whatever, you know, Bill Benny network that he got mad about and resigned over. And they're overwhelming our intelligence community to where they can't find the needles in the haystack because they want to suck it all up. The prime example is, you know, you remember the guy that showed up at the baseball practice and said, is this the Republicans, and started shooting?
Yeah.
The next day, the news media had every communication that he had ever done with Congress. Of course, some of it was redacted. But in less than 24 hours, the hashtag XKeyScore, if anybody wants to research that, the Google for everything you've done, probably for 15 or 20 years on every individual, is categorized, graphed, collated, and it's all stored in places like Bluffdale. They've sacrificed a 36-hole golf course on Fort Meade to build another huge facility. San Antonio soon going to be online. Each one of these facilities can store up to 100 years of the entire world's communications. I think a lot of people don't understand the scale of the situation. So I wouldn't be typing in my Social Security number just to talk to my investment broker, especially if you don't have any confidence in the robots.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. But, you know, you raise an interesting point. They're grabbing so much information, whether they can make any sense of it or not, is the big issue. Because adding data to a collection is linear, but the correlation among that data is an unlimited expansion. And frankly, I think the reason that they haven't really accomplished much with any of this data is that they can't make heads or tail of it, that there's simply too much of it, that there is no computer powerful enough to go through it all and analyze it and look for things like terrorism.
Well, the Monday morning quarterbacking, of course, they can do like they did with the guy that shot up the baseball game or practice for the Republicans. I mean, they can go back and after the fact, they can filter and look for stuff and try to develop models for predicting that kind of stuff. But man, that's dangerous. Do you trust them to do that? I don't think so.
No, I don't, because, you know, the models are very often wildly inaccurate. They're overbroad. And we know that these systems have generated huge numbers of false positives. People who are perfectly innocent of any wrongdoing are being wrongfully accused by these computer systems.
It leaves the networks wide open for exploitation, blackmail, you know, and use your imagination. But the estimates are that it's something like one analyst, human analyst, for every 200,000 people that they are slurping up data on. 2015, National Geographic had a big article, the issue had a big pot leaf on the front of it, but open it up to the centerfold, there's a diagram of the entire world's fiber optic networks, vast majority of it's being bottlenecked through America. Down at the bottom is a little footnote that says all of the world's phone data adds up to less than 1% of the data going across those networks. That's why Bluffdale has to be so huge. There is no network security. You've got, and I talked to a fiber optic technician about this, well, how many times can a fiber signal be split? And he was real vague about it. He said, well, it depends on the power of the card, but you can split it until you get signal degradation. And I said, well, you know, and I told him about, you know, he had never heard of Mark Klein in room 641, 641A. There's a Wikipedia article about it. I said, look that up. And I said, now, when you split off using these prism cards, you split off a fiber feed, that's not just one way. So if you're going into a secret splitter room and off into the spooks, you know, and William Benny says there's like nine countries besides the Five Eyes, and the Mossad gets a copy of everything, stuff that probably the FBI can't even see because the NARIS devices were developed by them and, quote, sold to Boeing. So, those, you know, they're getting a copy of everything. And when you split it off into that netherworld, it's two-way. They backhaul signals back into the network so they can mess with anybody. I mean,
yes.
Through, so, I mean, there's no, that's the big elephant in the room, and that's, I believe, a tech sector bubble that they're inflating. This 5G thing is, multi-channel news described it as 25% tech and 75% hype, and that was the December issue from a broadcast or cable industry magazine. If people want to look it up, I think, you know, I found a copy of it online, but you should have to be an industry subscriber to even read it. But, it, you know, they're just inflating another tech sector bubble, and when they're ready, they'll pop it. And everybody with the golden parachutes is going to do just fine, but the rest of your pensions and stuff that are heavily invested in that are going to go in the toilet. So I wouldn't recommend tech sector stocks for anytime soon, unless you've got inside information. Whatever that guy's talking about investing in, I would come up with another number beside that Social Security number, or as I call it, the socialist insecurity number, to interact with any company. There's just no reason to use it, I don't think, and it's just another tax, right? You got to go get that credit protection plan. Is like another tax to protect your credit from getting stolen because of there's no data security. I don't know. It's just a wonderful mess. And
it is a bit of a mess. And again, it's a rush to keep profits up by corporations by going to automation. It's a rush to get these technologies out there in the marketplace before they're really robust and reliable, and we get to deal with the shortcomings as a result of that. Somebody just emailed me and said there's a website called gethuman.com, and it's a website that gives users the shortcut to speak to a human customer representative for most companies. So if you want to get past those automated phone systems, gethuman.com.
Nice for to have a solution. Now I'm going to check that one out because I can't. I have the same problem with whatever, phone, cable, any of that. One of the shortcuts that I've heard about that works for some companies is they do voice print or voice content recognition. So you can, once you get past the initial menu, just start saying, cancel my account. and it recognizes your speech and will send you straight through all the myriad of menus to talk to a human. Just cancel my account.
Some will, some won't. You know, yeah. Basically what I do when I get one of those voice recognition systems is I'll just press and hold the O button, and that will shortcut you to a human operator in a lot of these installations.
Hopefully. Yeah. Well, good talking to you, man.
All right. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. And the phone lines are open here. All right. Thousands of Venezuelans are defying the blockade to flood across the border into Colombia. And Guido is calling for nationwide protests. So we're going to take another break for commercials here. We'll be right back after these few words.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, over in Iran, they are understandably gloating over the fact they're able to take control over U.S. drones flying over Syria and Iraq and extract firsthand information from them. And I'm sure this is probably making the U.S. military very upset that the security on these drone communication systems isn't all that good. And I'm sure Iran enjoyed it even more when they were able to force one of their drones to land in the desert, and that required the U.S. to blow it up before anybody could get their hands on it. And they're basically saying that you need to look at this and realize that the myth of American military power is exactly that. It's a myth. They got a lot of toys, a lot of high-tech stuff, but it's all weak and it's all vulnerable and it's all wide open. Okay, up in Canada, detained Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou is claiming that Canada subjected her to detention, interrogation, and search without telling her she was under arrest, and she's now suing Canada for a breach of her constitutional rights. And she's filed a lawsuit against Canadian officials claiming her constitutional rights were violated during the arrest, and basically is stating that under the guise of a routine border check, they unlawfully subjected Meng to detention, search, and interrogation to extract evidence from her before she was arrested and provided her rights under the charter. So it looks like Canada did a procedural mistake that may, in fact, lead to the unraveling of their entire case against her, which, of course, would lead to the unraveling of the extradition request to the United States as well. Over in Saudi Arabia, a gentleman named Waleed Fitahi, American citizen, was dragged from his hotel room in Riyadh's Ritz-Carlton Hotel and was stripped to his underwear, bound to a chair, and tortured. Now, this guy is a doctor. He went to Harvard. He was shocked with electricity, and they tortured him for about an hour, and he was whipped so severely he could not sleep on his back for days. So these are our good friends over there in Saudi Arabia and how they treat Americans, just in case any of you were thinking of visiting Saudi Arabia. And I don't know about you, but I really wasn't here. Over in France, the Yellow Vest protests raged across France for the 16th straight week, which puts a lie to that article we talked about last week. Where they said, well, that anti-Semitic act, that's the end of the protest. No, it isn't. And apparently the police brutality is escalating. Yellow vests are being pepper sprayed. Guy was in a wheelchair, was pepper sprayed by the police. Another man was literally shot in the face. And so this Friday call for calm by Macron apparently doesn't apply to the French police. We got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.